Daily reading today was from Ephesians chapter 4. But you know, there's times that in Christianity, you know, we have the seasons, and we're in kind of it's like an in-between season right now that some people are confused with because it's changed. At one time, this was called Kingdom Tide, but this is really just ordinary time. So beginning of ordinary time, then we'll go back into Lent and Pentecost, and then back into ordinary time. Most of our life in the church calendar is spent in ordinary time. It's not spent in the Pentecost. Yeah. Pentecost is a very short season. Our longest seasons are penitential seasons. We have the two, the Advent, which is a kind of a penitential season, and then, of course, Lent, which is really a penitential season, and then ordinary time. And sometimes that's just where life is at. It's just ordinary. You know, sometimes as Christians we get caught up into, we want it to be spectacular. You know, I've been praying lately about who I am in Christ and what I would like to see Christ doing and what I would like to be a part of and stuff. And I'm not sure where it's all leading, but one of my prayers, and one of the things that I would love to do, and I used to do, and I'd like to get back to doing it, because it's so much fun, and when the Holy Spirit is there, and it's the anointing there, it is like so much just fun. And you get to see God do some miraculous things, and that's just being somewhere. You know, I grew up in Florida, and so we would go to the beaches, and we'd hang out, and then we would just basically, sometimes being young and enthusiastic, we'd just kind of tackle people and force the gospel down their throat, whether they wanted to hear it or not hear it. And we learned from that we didn't have to do that, but it was just easier to just be and to strike up conversations and then try to address a problem that the person was having. And we all have a problem. You know, every one of us in this room has a problem today. You know, some of us may have big problems, and some of us may have little problems, but they're problems. And so anytime that you can address a person's problems by the power of the Holy Spirit, it's like one of the coolest things in the world. And that's kind of the thing that I would like to be doing more of, and Bishop talks about that here, you know, living life in the Walmart, those kind of things, and that's part of ordinary time. It's just living life. But, you know, it's not always spectacular. It's not always finding a person with a problem. It's not always speaking into something and seeing God work a miracle. You know, sometimes it's just you simply are being. And there's nothing wrong with that. I know myself, I get under condemnation that I'm not doing enough. You know, I'm a priest. I should do something, right? I mean, priest, you're supposed to do something besides just go to Walmart and pick up some guacamole and head home, which I'm going to do that after the service. But in the ordinary purposes of life, if we carry the anointing of Christ, if Christ is truly living in us, and we truly, and He is, you know, we shouldn't even use that. That's like really bad theology terminology. If Christ, no, there's no if, He is. You know, He is. And He is because He said He is. You know, not because I feel it, not because I did jump through the proper hoop or whatever. He lives His life in us because He said He did. Now, it's up to us to be sensitive to Him living His life. But sometimes it's just living life with Him and in Him and by Him and through Him is what He's asking us to do. You know, I'm reminded in the book of Acts, it talks about that when Peter and them walked down the streets and their shadows passed over people, people were healed just by their shadow. And so sometimes that's our lives. Is if living our life in Christ, our very shadow is enough. So don't let the enemy give you a bunch of malarkey about you're not doing everything. You know, if you're seeking Christ and you're wanting Christ to live his life in you, through you, and his life be manifested, that's all that he's asked you to do. The rest of it's just the fun stuff. When you have those opportunities to minister to somebody and see the Holy Spirit do something miraculously. This weekend, or the last week, I was in Fairfield, and I was talking to a friend up there that I hadn't seen for a while. She came by and was talking, about some of these kind of things, and I was reminded of a lesson that I learned about being just a Christian. As a charismatic in the 70s and stuff, and then even later on in the charismatic world, and still, I think it's still out there, because I kind of hear it every once in a while, is this idea that the Holy Spirit's not here. People say, well, I went to the service and the worship was horrible. There wasn't an anointing. The Holy Spirit really wasn't there and all. And I've said those things until God said, why do you call me a liar? And, you know, being a very spiritual person at that time, I was like, well, I'm not calling you no liar. I said, it's obvious. There's, you know, you wasn't there. Nothing was happening. It was just dead. He goes, oh, so when I said I'd be in their midst where two or three are gathered, that was a lie, I guess. Oh, wow. He said, maybe the problem is that you're not there. You know, you're not there. And so the Christian life is just about being there with Christ. It doesn't have to be jumping up and down and running on the pews and swinging from chandeliers and all of that kind of stuff, which those things are all like fun to see God do things miraculously. Please, I mean, I've seen God do so many miraculous miracle things that I really should be ashamed of myself for complaining about not seeing God do more miraculous, wonderful things, but I just desire to see him manifested. And the scripture that God's been really putting on my heart, and I think it's one that the church needs to take up, is in Acts. After Peter had been in prison and he gets out, he comes back, you know, the scene, and they shut the door in his face, and then they let him in, and then they all pray, and the house gets shaken and all. And the church together prays this most wonderful prayer. It said, Father, stretch forth your hand to do signs and wonders to confirm your word. To confirm your word. And so we just should live our lives that way. Simply and rejoice and be exceedingly glad when we get the opportunity to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit falling in power and glory and rejoice in that. But we should also be rejoicing in the day-to-day, the moment-by-moment, the fact that he said he's there. And we need to have a more positive conversation with him. I've just went through a real, this is a confession time for me, I just went through a real time of discouragement, depression. I wasn't like depression, suicide, I was just, didn't like it kind of thing. And you know, and the Lord's been just speaking to me. It's like, quit calling me a liar. I said I'd never leave you or forsake you. That should make you get really fired up, be really, really happy. And of course, being a very spiritual person, I said, "Yeah, but Lord, I don't feel like I don't feel that way. I feel like you've forsaken me, and I'm in this thing by myself, beating my head against this brick wall." He goes, "Yeah, there you go again. Stop it. Rejoice. Be exceedingly glad because of what I've said." Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.